Pershing Squares. It's time you smoked. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Everybody get high.
Welcome back from the 420 break. Can you hear me now? I think I can. We'll take your calls right here. 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian, some new news. And I believe beginning next Thursday, January 9th. Let me try that again. June 9th, the January 6th committee hearings. They'll happen in prime time. They're going to happen. Special event right here on Devil's Advocates and Devil Radio in the Shaw. We're going to preempt whatever else is playing. Poor Rick, poor whoever. You're all preempted. I guess that'd be Joel Clayfish, perhaps, here in the Shaw, but you're all preempted. We're going to play the January 6th committee hearings in real time, live. And there's been differing news that's starting to escape. Jamie Raskin said, you know, we're going to blow the roof off this mother, effectively. Something to that effect. I paraphrase slightly. But here's some of the newer news. And you talk about, you know, Fancy Brian and I were talking about a little bit earlier. Are you ever nervous? We make ourselves lightning rods. We're public figures of sort. We're on media. And we occasionally find ourselves disagreeing with the viewpoint of, like every Trumpster. So the fact that they're sometimes armed and dangerous, you know, does that make us concerned for our safety? And Brian said, yeah, maybe a little. And I, in a foolhardy fashion, said, oh, I'll talk my way out of it. But the Secret Service were alerted that Mike Pence was in danger from the president the day before the January 6th. I mean, it's pretty bad when the vice president, the Secret Service is being warned, hey, the boss might try to have this guy offed. That's new news. Did you know that?
Wow.
Now, we knew that there was talk that, you know, Trump was sort of supportive of the whole notion of hang Mike Pence.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, oh, you want to kill him? That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah, but, if he dies.
I thought it was, I didn't think it was as direct as.
You're going to be dead.
According to a report from New York Times, Maggie Haberman, former Vice President Mike Pence, chief of staff, sat down with the head of the VP's Secret Service detail on the day before January 6th insurrection to warn them that his boss's life might be in danger. Yeah, kind of. The report states that Mark Short explained the president was going to turn publicly against the vice president. There could be a security risk to Mr. Pence because of it. Hang Mike Pence.
I stabbed a man in the heart.
Earlier this week, it was reported that Trump had no problems with the crowd who stormed the Capitol chanting, hang Mike Pence. And the new report indicates that the former vice president and his staff were already worried about what would follow the Stop the Steal rally. According to Haberman's report, based on her upcoming book, due in October, an October surprise for Maggie Haberman, Mr. Short did not know what form of security risk might take, according to people familiar with the events. But after days of intensifying pressure from Trump on Pence to take the extraordinary step of intervening in the certification of the Electoral College count to forestall Trump's defeat, Mr. Short seemed to have good reason for concern. Yeah, probably. The vice president's refusal to go along was exploding in the open in a bitter breach between the two men at a time when the president was stoking the fury of his supporters who were streaming into Washington. Haberman adds that it's unclear what the Secret Service's Tim Geibels did with the information given to him by Short. Again, a quote here. New details from the weeks leading up to January 6th helped to flesh out how Trump and his allies sought to intimidate Pence into accepting their baseless theory that the VP had the authority to block congressional certification of the Electoral College results, and how Mr. Pence's refusal to do so would lead to peril like his. A few weeks after the election on November 3rd, 2020, aides to Pence learned that some in Trump's loose network, oh, they're a loose network, of advisors We're discussing the possibility of January 6, 2021, Senator statute as the day of the Electoral College certification as a potentially critical date in Trump's effort to stay in power. Haberman reports that neither a spokesperson for the Secret Service or anyone representing Pence responded when asked to comment on the report. But what we learned just a little while ago, Mike Pence was taken from the Senate chambers and his brother was there, and we thought there was a body double. We had seen it in real time, two white Mike Pence looking guys. I guess it was Mike and Greg Pence. But he was taken down to where a car was awaiting for him. And Mike Pence refused to get in the car. The reporting said he said something to the effect, "I'm not getting in that car." Now, we also have heard other reporting, and this might all come together next Thursday, you know, when they do the January 6th committee hearings and we play them out live on the radio. But the Proud Boys and different militia groups, Oath Keepers, I believe, as well, that was their rendezvous point. The very point that Mike Pence came out of the Capitol, had a car awaiting for him that he refused to get in. And apparently soon thereafter, there's Oath Keepers and Proud Boys rendezvousing at the very exit depot. And Pence stayed on site. And it wasn't just his brother. It was his wife. It was his kids. And yet somehow Mike Pence, with the walls coming down, with them chanting in the Capitol building, "Hang Mike Pence," with the boss back at the White House cheering for it, Mike Pence felt more comfortable hiding in some secured bunker off the loading docks than he felt getting in the car with the Secret Service. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this summer blockbuster of a January 6th committee hearing. I have high expectations. I hope they're met. Come back with us, always exceeding your expectations with radio greatness. Join us. Be part of the party. 844-967-2789.
They like to knife them and cut them and let them die slowly because that way it's more painful and they enjoy watching that much more. These are animals.
While you're at it, why don't you give me a nice paper cut and pour lemon juice on it?
I'm proud to tell you that was actually my sick idea.
All I want to do is be able to watch.